duly noted. Shelly?
Are you talking to me, ma'am? My ears are still plugged from that very, very rapid descent.
I'll take that as a yes, Maria. I am totally here, Captain, and may I say the flight on this mission, 1942, Multivalent, is one of the most exciting rides I have ever experienced. The breathtaking views of the majestic cloud formations above and the exhilarating thrill of watching the Earth come closer and closer and closer until we landed on the lush green terra firma of God's grand Earth. Well, it leaves me speechless.
Speechless? Really?
I'm sure we all appreciate Maria's enthusiasm. This week is going to be the adventure of a lifetime. You're going to see some of the most amazing natural wonders of God's creation.
I hope we go to the real Matterhorn in Switzerland instead of some ride in an amusement park.
My personal preference would be the Great Barrier Reef.
Teeth? What about my teeth?
Not teeth, reef, as in the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah, yes, that would be fun.
You won't be disappointed. Any guesses as to where we might be today? Shelly?
My head sounds like it has a rushing waterfall in here. Ah, my ears just popped. I can hear again, except I still hear a rushing waterfall.
Well, there's a reason for that. Binoculars, everyone.
Wow.
Amazing Wonders Aviation Team, welcome to Victoria Falls in Zambia and Zimbabwe.
I've never seen anything so powerful. Look at all that water. It's massive.
As powerful as this is, it is a mere drop in the bucket compared to the power of God. After all, it's God who created the waterfall.
Hey, that sounds like something we learn at extreme training, remember, Maria?
I sure do. Jeremiah 32:17. Oh, Lord God, you yourself made the heavens and the earth by your power and your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult
for you.
Very good, team. You'll need to remember that as we go through this week. Here's a riddle for you to work on for tomorrow's destination. What's approximately 277 miles long, 18 miles across, over a mile deep, and covers over 1 million acres?
Huh?
Don't worry, you'll have plenty of time to think about it on our flight later on. Now let's go see the falls up close and personal. Fall in.
Thank you.
Hey, don't blame me. It was an accident. Besides, you're the one who thought it would be funny to jump rocks over the side and count to see how long it took them to splash in the river below.
Surely a compass is not a rock.
I know. I just got caught up in the moment and, well, I'm sorry, okay?
That's okay. See, I know you didn't mean to cool splash rocks.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah. William?
Yeah?
I'm scared. The Grand Canyon is a really big place. How are they ever going to find us?
Don't worry, we'll find us. At least we still have our water.
Oops. I was thirsty. Besides, I didn't think we'd be out here all day. I hope they find us before the wild animals come out. I've heard all kinds of stories about bears, mountain lions, and snakes. Help!
Help!
Somebody help us! Remember the story Miss Sybil told us in class last week about the about Daniel and the lion's den? God kept Daniel safe because he prayed, remember?
You're right.
He made me lie. Right, maybe it's time for us to pray instead of yelling our head off. William!
Shelly, where are you?
Did you hear that? Over here!
Oh, I'm so glad you're safe. We've been so worried.
We're fine. I know we've been lost before. Pretty buried.
Are you guys okay?
We're fine.
When you didn't report back to camp after your afternoon assignment, we started searching for you.
Dude, you've been walking in this big circle.
I told you I've seen that boulder before.
The important thing is you're safe, and I imagine you learned a few things.
I sure did. I learned I can trust God no matter what because He's always with me and He is in control.
That's a big lesson, Shelley. We'll talk some more about that around the campfire tonight.
Victoria Falls one day, the Grand Canyon the next. Where are we going tomorrow, Captain?
Name a four-sided pyramid-shaped mountain with each side facing the compass points of north, south, east, and west.
My brain hurt.
Swell, warm clothing.
Highly recommended. Highly recommended.
Okay.
Before we leave for today's destination, I'd like to talk to you about something very important.
Are we in trouble? I promise. I learned my lesson yesterday about wandering off.
No, it's nothing like that, although I am glad you learned your lesson. I want to make sure you all know your ABCs.
Ma'am, I think we've known our ABCs for a long time now.
So true, Jasmine. My mother said I could recite the alphabet by the time I was 6 months old. I've always enjoyed a deep appreciation and connection with vocabulary.
Shockers.
I'm not talking about the alphabet. I'm talking about the spiritual ABCs.
Oh, do you mean A, admit to God you're a sinner, B, believe Jesus is God's Son, and C, confess your faith in Jesus as your Savior and Lord?
Yes, Maria, that's exactly what I mean.
I've had those ABCs memorized since I was a baby in the church nursery.
That's good, but for having something memorized is different than experiencing the power of Jesus in your life.
I don't understand.
Let's see if we can break it down a bit. What does it mean to admit you're a sinner?
Well, I think it means the same thing about my sin. There are no little sin or big sin. All sin is bad, but how hard I try not to, I still sin. I guess we all do.
Once you admit that you need... Once you admit that you need help and forgiveness, then you talk to Jesus and tell him that you believe him, he is the Son of God, and that only he can forgive you for your sins.
That's true, but don't forget it's up to you to accept his gift of forgiveness. What do you think it means to confess faith in Jesus?
I became a Christian at VBS 2 years ago. I was so excited. I wanted to tell everyone I knew about Jesus. At first, my family wasn't too sure about it, but then, after a while, they saw me change in a good way and wanted to know more. Now, they are all Christians too.
That's awesome, Jasmine. See, the ABCs aren't just words. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Does that make any sense, Maria?
I suppose so. I need to think about it a little bit, though. Jasmine, can I sit by you on the plane today? I have a couple of questions I'd like to ask you.
I may need to bring a dictionary, but I'll do my best.
Hey, did anyone solve yesterday's riddle?
When Samantha asked if we needed warm clothes, it got me thinking, are we going to the Matterhorn?
No way, we're going to the Matterhorn.
The real Matterhorn?
Yes, the real Matterhorn.
Yay!
Grab your jackets, team, and let's get going. We don't want to be late for the yodeling contest.
The yodeling contest?
Repeat after me.
Yodeling.
Yodeling. Yodeling.
Thank you.
You've been exposed to the past few days.
One day we're yodeling the apps, and the next, who knows?
Well, we know we're somewhere in Mexico because we flew right over Mexico City before we landed, right, Captain?
That's right. Look around. Do you see anything interesting?
Just a small village and a big mountain right over there.
Where?
There.
Oh, yes, it looks like it comes out of nowhere.
That's very observant of you. You're looking at the only volcano in the world whose birth was witnessed by modern man.
I knew it. It was the Paxton volcano. I read about this in school last year. It started out as a crack in a cornfield in 1943. It kept erupting for the next 9 years.
Wow, Shelley, that sounds like something Maria would say.
I know. Cool, huh?
Okay, team, before we head off for our hike, you all need to pick up your sack lunches from Cook. Oh, and by the way, has anyone seen my papers? I can't find them anywhere. Is this it? That's it. Thanks, Maria. I must have set it down before breakfast. Are you okay? You seem a little quiet this morning.
I've been thinking a lot about the ABCs we talked about. I asked Jasmine a bunch of questions on the plane yesterday.
Questions are good.
Well, I feel like I've had the facts about God for a long time. I know all the books of the Bible and even have lots of verses memorized, but there's something missing.
I see, and do you know what that something is?
I think it's the power you were talking about yesterday. When I found your clipboard, I couldn't help but read what was on the first page.
What did you read?
It was the story of how Jesus died to pay for our sin, even when we are still sinners.
How did that make you feel?
At first, I felt sad because it was so unfair for him to die like that when he didn't do anything wrong. But then I read some more, and I was really happy because he didn't stay dead.
That's right. The love of Jesus is so powerful that not even death can stop it. The most wonderful thing a person can experience is God's love.
I want to know that love, Captain. I want to know more than just the story or the words. I want to know Jesus personally.
Then I have the best news ever for you. Jesus wants you to know him, too. All you have to do is talk to God and tell him.
Can I do it right now?
Now is the best time.
Dear God, it's me, Maria. I admit that I am a sinner. I'm sorry for all my mess-ups and for talking about you but never really talking to you. I believe Jesus is your son, and I know he died on the cross for me so my sin can be forgiven. I believe he rose from
the dead and is alive today. I want Jesus to be my Savior and the Lord of my life. And God, please help me to have the courage to tell others about you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
That was beautiful, Maria. Welcome to the family.
Thanks, Captain. I'm going to go tell the team.
I'll catch up in a couple of minutes. Thank you, Father. This is the adventure I was hoping for. You're so awesome, God, and your power is amazing.
For God's mercy is all the more. ride this morning over the Great Barrier Reef.
One time we were flying so low, I felt like we could reach out and touch the water.
For a minute there, I thought we were all going to be reaching out and touching the water. That was a little too close, if you ask me.
Oh, you never let us crash, right, Captain?
Never lost a team yet.
I can't believe tomorrow's our last day.
I wish it would never end, although I guess it would miss my family.
At last we have pictures to show everybody and telling our stories means we get to live it all over again.
Why do you say that, John? I know you love your family, and they certainly love and miss you, too.
Well, it's not my family I don't want to see. It's the Hardy Twins. They're the biggest bullies at school, and for some reason, they're out to get me. I'm all about those guys.
I helped two of those guys in math last year. They were always nice to me.
My mom said their family is going through a rough time. Their dad lost his job. Our church has been trying to help them out.
People can act pretty tough when they're scared.
I've never thought of the Hardy Twins being scared. It's the other way around, if you know what I mean.
Maybe we should pray for them.
That's a good idea, Emily. But I believe God wants us to put our prayers into action as well.
What do you mean?
Well, God loves those boys just as much as He loves us. Why don't I ask Him how to be nice to them?
Last time somebody was nice to the Tiny Twins, they ended up having to give their lunch money.
Reaching out to people, especially when they don't deserve it, takes courage, but who knows, your action may be the one thing that turns them around.
That all sounds good, but I'm not sure I can do it.
When you pray and ask Jesus to help you, He'll not only give you the opportunity, He will give you all the strength and power you need to do whatever He wants you to do.
Exactly.
So you're saying I need to trust God to give me the power to deal with the Hardy Twins?
Exactly.
Wow, team, you've learned a lot this week. Maybe on our way to our last destination, we can spend some time talking about ways we can help this family.
You know what? This sounds like the verse we had to memorize. You know, the one, 2 Peter 1:3? Hit it, Miria.
His divine power has given us everything required for life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us by His own glory and goodness. Well done.
Hey, thanks, everybody. I'm kind of looking forward to going home after all. Now I know I'm not alone.
Well, we're not going home just yet. We have one more destination, if we hurry, we'll make it just in time.
Where are we going, Captain?
What's the name for a one-of-a-kind, brilliant, colorful, visible light show found most often in the skies closer to the polar regions?
I think I know that. Is it the Northern Lights?
You're absolutely correct.
Also known as the Aurora Borealis.
Aurora Borealis.
That's right, let's go.
Thank you.
I've never seen anything more spectacular in all my life.
I've seen pictures before, but this is unbelievable.
Look over there, it's all swirly like cotton candy or something.
Wow, God sure knows how to paint a pretty picture.
Every time I see it, it's different. There's just no limit to God's creativity.
Did you know that the display of the Northern Lights actually occurs between 40 and 250 miles above Earth's surface?
I keep on thinking about how big and powerful God is.
The same power that created all these natural wonders we visited this week is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, and the same power that is with us every day of our lives forever.
This is the most fun I've ever had. I wish I didn't have to go in. Me either. I know, me too.
There it
is. Team, the adventure doesn't end just because you go back home. As much fun as this has been, the best is yet to come. God has some amazing things He wants to show you before and teach you.
I've learned so much already. I hope there's room in my brain for more.
I'm so thankful the words finally mean something, and I know that I know Jesus.
I'm going to go home and ask the Hardest Twins if they want to come over and shoot some hoops with me. Who knows, maybe they'll be part of this team next year.
That's a great idea. I think they have a sister too. Maybe Marie and I can invite her over and hang out with us at the school sometime.
We could do our homework together. I love homework.
I was thinking more like brownies and popcorn. But you can bring your homework if you want to.
Well, team, however you choose to reach out, I know God will be with you and helping you all the way. Now it's time to get on board. We've got an adventure waiting. Ready?
Ready, ma'am.
Ready, ma'am.
Let's go.
Welcome aboard, we're on shore. Take the sea and the sea.